And finally this week, Sarah Shostin has been stroking her beard and pondering our question of the week.
Hi, I'm Mark from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. I've been taking part in a fundraiser for cancer research called Movember. Men raise money by growing a mustache, beard, or any combination of facial hair over the course of the month of November, hence the M in Movember. My question is, I've grown a beard and mustache many times. However, this year it's growing white. My head hair is not going white, nor is it any way speckled with gray. So why is my facial hair now growing white and only on the chin? I don't want people to think I'm dyeing my goatee white. Thank you for the great show.
To get to the root of the issue, I spoke with dermatologist Jane Sterling from Cambridge to find out how hair gets its colour in the first place.
The colour that comes into any hair comes right from the root, and there are some cells there. Those are the tiny little bits of the body that actually make the hair, and they inject into the hair some hair colour, the pigment called melanin. So that might be a lot in black hair, a bit less in brown hair, or very much less in blonde hair. And red hair has a slightly different type of melanin. So when we lose our hair colour, what's happening to the cells in the root of the hair is that they start to produce less and less of the pigment until eventually they don't produce any at all.
Now, we often see grey hair speckled in among darker strands, but is it possible for people to go grey in a distinct patch of hair while the rest keeps its youthful shade?
That sounds like a condition called vitiligo, in which the immune system, for some reason, attacks a small area of skin, and that makes both the skin and the hair growing within it go very pale compared to the rest of the skin. You can see it on the body, in the scalp, or in the beard area, and obviously a hairy area, you'll notice the hair going white more than the skin.
Vitiligo isn't dangerous and affects about 1 in 100 people. But remember, a lack of melanin means less protection against UV rays. So make sure to put sunscreen on the white skin when you shave to avoid any nasty burns. Next week, we'll be diving into this question.
Hello, Naked Scientists. We're Joanne
and David
from Dublin in Ireland, and we wanted to know what would happen if a scuba diver was swallowed by a toothed whale.
Would he be able to escape back up the esophagus, or would he be crushed by the muscles?
Could the whale regurgitate the diver back up?
Would he be dissolved by the whale's digestive enzymes, and if so, how long would it take to corrode the wetsuit?
Thanks very much for answering our question.
If you think you can help us figure out whether a whale can swallow a diver and he can survive, you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Hannah Critchlow for production. Join us next week when we'll be looking at the subject that everyone's talking about, Ebola. We'll be looking at the science behind this terrible disease, and we'll also be stepping back to examine the wider implications of the epidemic going forward. My name's Chris Smith. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the STFC, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.